Today's message is 102.7 Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill, who's signed down for the Water Cooler Conversations. Jill, there's a story out of Canada where a guy, 35-year-old, Leston Lawrence, he just finished serving a 30-month sentence for smuggling. Jesus, I can't spit this out. Smuggling six figures worth of gold out of the country's mint.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
That seems like that would be impossible to do.
Well,
in Canada, do they just trust everybody so they don't have any security?
Oh, good. It's another Canadian story, so I can go, hey, yeah. Because that's what they did. They're like, oh, you wouldn't be walking out with any gold, would you?
Hey. Right. Apparently, they just trust that everybody's safe.
No, that wasn't it. He did sneak it out back in 2016.
Oh.
22 gold pucks.
Like hockey pucks?
I don't know.
That's almost where you'd say,
I think you just call everything pucks.
Yeah. So
yeah, we had some pucks.
Everything's hockey related.
Well, he got it out of there, smuggled it out up his bum.
Oh, so gross.
Can't imagine they're too big of bricks then.
Well,
if it's
gosh, I hope not.
But it was six figures worth.
That guy has some stories to tell.
Yes, he does. It's like, oh, yeah. It was rough coming out.
Oh, gross. So yeah. How'd he get busted?
I'm not sure.
It was two years ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure how. Well, yeah, because the story is now what's happened afterward. That's not actually the story.
Oh.
We probably had the story back in 2016.
We might have.
You know, back in 2016, we were probably going,
memory is not that good.
Well, yeah, I can't tell you the stories we had last week, let alone in 2016, but I'm sure we were talking about this guy taking 22 gold pucks up his backside and walking out of the
mint.
It's really walking funny. Maybe that's how he got caught. He's like, dude, why are you walking like that? Nothing. Well, here's the thing is, as part of his sentence, a judge stipulated that Lawrence must pay back the gold's value, $190,000 within 3 years after he was released from prison. And if he didn't, he'd go back to jail for another 30 months.
Oh.
Yeah, so at that point, you want to sell. I mean, you want to pay it off.
Well, yeah.
But he has some lawyers that argued it. They said the replacement value should be less than $190,000, explaining that when he stole the gold, it's only worth $165,000.
Huh.
And see, apparently, it's not about what he took. It's the value of it at the time.
So, okay.
And then for on the street, he got, because apparently, apparently they didn't catch him walking funny, Jill.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because apparently he got out walking funny and then probably quit and then tried to sell it. Yeah, well, apparently he did because he sold it for $130,206.19.
Right.
So it was worth $165. So I mean, he just made a $35,000 profit. I don't know if I'd want to have 22 pucks of gold up my backside, period.
I feel like he must have got it one at a time.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
There has to be. Otherwise, there's something really wrong with him.
Or he's a very
pucks,
large
really
man.
Little pucks.
Either the pucks are really little or he's a very large person.
Yuck, either way.
You got a big butt there, buddy.
Now that the guy at the bottom is like, wait, you didn't tell me where they were.
Yeah, that's probably the worst part of the whole thing. He's like, oh,
right.
Really?
Super gross.
Yeah. But I'm bothered by the fact that you go through all of that and you only made a profit of like $35,000.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then now you got to pay all of it back. So, I mean, that's like a lot of interest on $35,000.
No, yeah, that clearly wasn't worth it.
But here's the thing. A three-judge appeals panel ruled for him, basing their decision not on market prices, but rather the proceeds of the crime, writing the purpose of a fine in lieu of forfeiture is to deprive an offender of those proceeds, which is not necessarily the value of the property. And so in his case, the proceeds were the $130,206 that the judge would have to set his fine in that amount. So that's where they stood. But then he asked for more time to make the repayment, and the request was not granted.
I was going to say, wouldn't you get more interest then?
Well, it wasn't granted because he's yet to sell his home, one that he reportedly bought using those gold proceeds.
So busted. Lesson learned, dude.
But here's the reason why he hasn't sold it, ironically. He's waiting for it to go up in value.
Well, yeah. This is going to be a long process.
Yeah, it's like, I want to, but you know that they're not going to accept that because they're going to say, you know what?
Bad, dude.
You won this suit against us and we're PO'd because now we are having to accept $130,000 from you instead of the $190,000.
Right.
And so now.
So he still made some money, I guess.
Yeah. Well, eventually. I mean, somehow he did. He bought the house. But I mean, now he's not making any money because he's going to be on the hook for $130,000.
True.
And he only made $35,000
like
in profit.
$10 a month.
Yeah, well, he's only got like 30 months to pay it off. So yeah, he's got an issue. So
struggle bus.
He has lots of issues. What about his butt?
His struggle bus.
A struggle bus. I thought you said he was a struggle butt.
Well, I would think he does struggle now.
If I had 22. All right. Well, there you go. That's the Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits is 102.7.